Hello, everyone, and welcome to Shut Up, Laugh. My name is Anita.
My name is Kasha.
And we have been working together and best friends and like more than best friends. Like you even just sent me that video today that was like, we're not even just best friends, we're partners. We run a nonprofit performing arts company called Our Fabulous Variety Show that was born in 2010, the year that we met. And we've run classes, shows, side hustles, parties, events.
We run this town.
We run this town.
We do a lot.
We have our fingers in very many pies. What a weird expression.
I thought you were going to say honey pots for some reason.
Whoa!
Like Winnie the Pooh.
Well, okay. That, yeah, try to make that family friendly. All right.
What we do love to do together, at least my favorite thing, is laugh. Because we have had some really funny adventures together and funny moments, and when we hang out we always end up laughing about something.
It's so true.
Even when we text,
I think that's the at the core of why we are so successful at both friendship and business. Something that has been a true enigma, especially for me, because I am notoriously difficult to work with.
But you're not.
No, I'm not. I guess I think maybe
that's the perception.
I'm being a bit facetious, but I can be particular. Like, tell me I can't be particular.
Yeah, that's true. You are particular.
I'm thinking with the example that's coming to my mind is when we were taping down the flooring at the studio, and it was me and you and Joe, and you two had a different way. There wasn't a right way and a wrong way, but I was like, if you two could please just do it the way that I want you to, it would make me feel so much better.
And we were like, yes.
I don't think you said yes. I think you shared a look of like, okay, is it worth the fight today? And then you said yes. I think there was a little shared like camaraderie.
I think there were some snickers.
There were some snickers.
Commiserating.
Yes. Yeah. But I think that my being funny and your being funny and us having a good sense of humor has gotten us through what I feel like I don't know another example of people like being such good friends and also like running so much business.
Yeah, I don't think I know many people that do that either. Yeah. But I'm thinking of some like podcast people that I love that do it that are very good friends, and then they're also like their business is their podcast.
Which really is why we're dipping our toes into the honeypot of
we need another business. So thank you, Alana Glazer, for coining that term on Broad City.
We love a good business. So we're starting this podcast, Shut Up, Laugh. We were hoping to have the title Shut Up and Laugh. Who knows? Maybe once we figure out what we can do legally. It seems like there's another podcast called Shut Up and Laugh, but maybe is defunct. But whatever, the moral of the story is we're gonna laugh together. We're gonna do what we do best. We're gonna laugh. We're going to shut out the worries and the tribulations of the world, this burning cesspool of a world that we have found ourselves in, and we're gonna go on this little fun little journey. This is our first episode that's coming out, but just so y'all listening know, we just finished recording what's going to be our second episode with our first guest. Teaser, our first guest on the next show that will come out is John Croft. And we experimented with a fun little format where we asked 10 questions that we believe got to the heart of who John is as a human. And so... I don't know. We like it. So we wrote, we don't want y'all to like have to sit here and listen to us for like 3 hours. Like, let's be honest. But we came up with 5 questions each that we're going to ask each other. We don't know what the questions are. This is very exciting.
Oh my God, I'm nervous.
Kasha, do you want to go first?
Okay.
Okay.
My first question for you is, who is your idol?
Whoa. Who is my idol? Oh my goodness.
Your numero uno. I thought you might say Mickey Mouse, but then I wasn't sure.
No. No. Like, for those who don't know, I am very obsessed with Disney. I have a Disney, like, I have Disney tattoos. I have a Disney sleeve. All of my, 100% of my clothing is Anita has Mickey Mouse on it.
She is a Disney cartoon character.
I am. And her hair is purple.
She's Anita Boyer.
Anita Boyer. The...
Someone should draw you. Adam should draw you and make you a little cartoon character.
Adam's got to be a guest on this.
Yes.
Adam Fineline Willie, our favorite... other my second favorite well I love you both but yeah our other favorite Polish and Polish oh. people are awesome
Polish people are awesome
Polish people are wonderful Kasia's Polish that's why we're saying this okay we have to remember not everyone knows us
that's
this
true
is, you're gonna get to know us through the course of this podcast I'm clearly killing time as I try to think about who my idol is and like I'm not even trying to be cheesy but the name that keeps coming to my mind is Kasia Klimyuk.
Oh my God, what?
Like, I know that sounds so dumb and cheesy, but like, I mean, celebrities are celebrities and Disney has all of its flaws, but when it comes down to when I'm actually like making an important decision or trying to like calm myself down from like overreacting to something, it's you, it's your voice wow. that I hear in my head.
I'm so honored and deeply touched by that.
I thought you were gonna say, and deeply terrified. It's really true. It's true.
It's really nice.
It's true. Now I feel so dumb about my first question.
No, it's okay. Fine.
No, my first question. Talk to me about pickles.
But it's so perfect.
It really, Akasha loves pickles.
I had a pickle today. With
Tell
my
me about your today pickle.
Today was a... sour, oh my gosh, what do you call it? My brain's not really working
dill?
Today. Sour dill, half sour dill pickle. And I was having some eggs and turkey bacon. And I'm Polish, so you got to have a pickle on the side. And it was delicious. But I only ate 3/4 of it because I got a little sick of it. I don't know. But I love pickles. And I want you all to know that there is pickles and there is trickles.
Mm.
And a trickle mm-hmm. is a pickle that is not good.
We do not stand trickles.
If you get a pickle that's just a little off, you call it a trickle because it tricked you.
Yes, because they all look phenomenal.
They do look phenomenal.
I have never seen a bad pickle, but I have tasted a bad pickle.
Oh, I've seen bad pickles.
Oh, no.
I've seen bad pickles. Also, we can pickle that. Shout out to Portlandia. That's from their show. And John and I always say we can pickle that. I want to pickle pickles someday, actually. It's one of my life goals.
Like pickle, take
like
a pickle?
Like make pickles.
You mean take a cucumber and make it a pickle?
Yeah, yeah.
Not like take
oh, yeah,
a pickle.
So I want a cucumber pickles.
Double, like a twice baked potato, but for pickles.
Yeah.
Pickle a pickle.
I guess I want a cucumber pickles. Or I want a...
Pickle cucumbers.
I want a pickle cucumber.
You want to create pickles.
I want to create pickles.
I love it.
But I haven't yet, and I will.
I love that. I love that for you. That sounds like a good act 4.
Well, I always talk about opening like a Polish American gourmet deli because my dad makes the horseradish. My mom makes like everything amazing.
She will. I mean, deli bakery. Yeah. You guys should.
We really should. They never will. My parents don't want to do anything. Sorry, mom and dad. I love you.
They're not going to listen to this. Just kidding.
My mom might.
Yeah. Well,
all right. Helena. Another question.
Yeah. Ask away.
What is your favorite late night snack?
Oh, it does change, but lately it's been pistachios, which is causing some like problems. Not serious problems, but like they are not a quiet snack. And my husband Joe Pallister, he falls asleep a solid like 2-3 hours before me, but like we go into the bed at the same time, and that's like my me time. I farm on Township. I'm very dedicated to my
Anita's
farm.
I'm a farmer
and I eat my little snacks, my little bedtime snacks. And lately it's been pistachios. And like, I woke him from the deepest sleep last night because I'm like a gremlin, like just pawing at this bag of like pistachios. And he just starts laughing. He's like, what? That is the loudest sound
now,
I've ever heard.
Pistachios with the shell or without?
With the shell.
Of course.
I'm
you
an
have
animal.
To. You have to.
And I'm like, I'm obsessed with salt. So like, I can't even, I don't like peel and eat. I like suck. Then I peel and eat.
Whoa, that's intense.
Yeah. This might have been an overshare, but yeah, late night pistachios, that's my go-to.
Do you like pistachio ice cream?
I do. It doesn't feel at all like pistachio the nut, but it is, but I do like it.
I just heard a knock at the door.
Oh.
At the window?
At the window. Who's there?
Hunger.
Ooh, hunger. Okay, I got another question for you. What is a question that you wish people would stop asking?
Oh.
I know, we have a lot. We have a lot of these.
Oh, boy. It's going to have to be, well, you know, I don't even know if it's a question because it's often like assumed that it's going to happen, but around having children where people, you know, ask me when I'm going to have children or like they'll talk about it as if it's already like, part like, of my life. Like yeah, they assume it's part of my life.
Questions that assume societal norms.
And they're asking me when I plan to do it or, oh, you know, you still have, they'll say you still have time or like, that's none of your business, first of all.
Yeah.
And it's none of your business.
Yeah. I'm
end
so
of story. I think that's probably one of the main ones.
Ask me your next question.
All right. Ha. This one's a little silly, but also hard and deep. And okay, that sounded
that's
wrong. Cut that
said.
Part.
I'll okay. do no such thing.
This next question is, what do you want to be when you grow up?
Dead, man. I do not want to grow up. If you catch me like growing up, put me out of my misery, dude. I'm staying a tall, fat child forever. And that's it.
Child forever. I want to grow up. I like that answer.
Okay. I got a weird one for you. If you could, without upsetting your partner, John, put on a virtual reality simulator and kiss anyone, dead or alive, who would you want to kiss?
Wow.
You can even pick like an era. Do you want to know mine?
Yeah, give me an example.
Tom Holland, the second after he's done performing that lip sync battle umbrella dance.
Oh, yes.
I watched that video probably more than is healthy.
Don't tell Joe.
Don't tell Joe. Guys, don't tell Joe.
Oh my gosh. Who's like my celebrity crush? This is a hard question. But there, I'm trying to think of shows I've been watching lately because there have been some.
I thought for sure you'd instantly say Lady Gaga, personally.
Oh my God. You're probably right.
I mean, I kind of want to pick Lady Gaga now that I said it.
I might be Lady Gaga. Yeah. But wait, who are like the hot men out there now? I don't know. Like, men
Where
are stupid.
Have all the hot men gone?
What have I been watching? I don't even know.
Do you know why you don't know? Because you've been watching friggin' Celebrity Housewives of Utah.
Oh, you know,
City.
Oh, here's one.
Tell me the no, fakest lips.
No, from Summer House. I have a boy I would kiss.
Okay.
Jesse Solomon. No, you know who it would be?
Who?
Here we go.
Tell me.
This is it.
Here we
I
go.
Finally have gotten it in my brain. Have you ever seen Crybaby?
No.
With Johnny Depp?
No.
Johnny Depp circa.
Crybaby. You know, I'm
You've
glad.
You've never seen Crybaby?
I'm glad that you qualified it because I just saw a reel with Johnny Depp and he is not doing well. Like he looks like he needs dialysis.
No, he does not look great.
And I mean like blessings to him. Like I'm not trying to scorn his name, like he's been through it. But bro needs a gua sha. I think that like a little like facial yoga would go
along.
Yeah,
and I feel like his hair is really out of control too. Like he needs a haircut. Or the last thing I saw, his hair was like he looked like kind of like mad scientist.
Okay.
Einstein.
Like a little Einstein-y?
Yeah.
Not working for us, Johnny Depp. Speaking of Johnny Depp, though, who is the other, oh my goodness, Legolas.
Orlando Bloom.
Orlando Bloom at the end of like the second or the third when he's like sent out to sea and then he like can come back once a year and like get it on with Keira Knightley's character. That is another virtual reality experience that I would be down for. Joe is not allowed to listen to this episode. Okay, ask me another question.
All right. What did little Anita do for fun? Like elementary school age. Let's say like third to fifth grade Anita.
Third to fifth grade Anita. Well, wow. Okay. I was slash continue to be one of the biggest dorks ever to walk this planet. For fun, I would rearrange my room.
Oh, I did that too.
There was nothing like rearranging your room.
I think like all kids our age did that. It was like a thing. And then you would show your parents and be like, look at this beautiful new room.
You are so right. I would set up like epic displays on my shelves of my things, which I still do. I mean, how many Disney shelves do I have?
This
like,
is
I
true.
I still do this, and I would make up dances, and it would just destroy me if I caught my parents watching. If they like cracked open the, I often wanted to perform for them, but I had to, the piece needed to be ready. If they were to sneak a peek at a work in progress, I would have a full blown like,
wow,
meltdown. It was not good. Yeah,
I did that too. That must be like a thing, or maybe we're just so
maybe
similar.
We found each other. Is this friends? You're gonna have to like hit us up if you were on this train and doing this too, or maybe Kasha and I found each other and we're the only ones.
But some of my friends did it with me too. Like we would be in the basement making up dances to like Ace of Base and Alanis Morissette and
I Saw the Sign.
Abba.
I love that.
Abba.
Abba. Okay. You can only eat one cookie, one type of cookie for the remainder of your days. What type of cookie are you choosing?
Oreos. And that might be the theme of this podcast.
Oreo, could you sponsor us?
Oreos.
You're going to hear a lot more about Oreos in the next episode. Wow. Mine is a chocolate peanut butter Levain.
Is it Levain or Levain?
You know, I heard someone recently say Levain, and I was like, wow, that's a really pretentious way to say Levain. And then I was like,
it's
or
probably
is
right.
It the correct way to say Levain?
Levain.
It's either one or the other. It's either pretentious or it's correct. I don't know. All right, ask away.
All right, this is my last question.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to live somewhere else other than New York, where would you live?
Can I first start by saying that that was almost my last question for you? Like, literally, I was about to ask that question for you. Okay, if I had to live somewhere other than New York, it would probably be California. Somewhere in the like Anaheim, Orange County, so I could be close to Disneyland. I am never going to live in Florida. I just like the politics, the swampiness. Love me Disney World.
Yeah.
I go there like 6 or 7 times a year, but I could never have that be like my zip code. I would live in California, or honestly, like Europe is looking so nice.
Ooh.
And just plop me down anywhere. I'm not even picky. Like just plop me in Europe.
It's
and
true.
As yeah, that's me. I have my final question is, who's your best friend? Just kidding. You're not allowed to answer because if you don't say me, I will have a meltdown. No, my actual last question for you, Kasha, is if you were invited to be part of starting a new
cult
colony. So, no, cult. Come on, we already have one of those. Our Fabulous Variety.
Shh.
Our Fabulous Variety. Shh. That's the new S in our Fabulous Variety Show. If you were invited to start a new colony on a different planet,
huh?
But it means leaving this planet. Like maybe there's some like video chat communications, but would you go?
Absolutely.
I knew you were going to say that. And you know what? I'm glad because if a new society is being created, it needs like a
I shall
artist.
Be the leader.
Yeah.
We shall call it
Shut Up, Laugh. And here you are listening to the very first episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that you subscribe and leave a review. If you enjoyed yourself, if you found yourself laughing along, please share it with some friends. If you want to be a guest, we're looking for people to interview. We have an amazing slate. We're gonna let them speak for themselves. You're going to hear from some of the people who are about to be guests on our show. Next week, our episode is featuring John Croft, well, Johnny Croft, the director of God of Carnage here at LTV. And yeah, thank
you. Tune in for more.
Thank you so much.
And sponsor us, someone. We're doing this for free for now, for exposure.
Oh my goodness, we are artists, aren't we? Bye.
Hi, I'm Gianna Volpe, and you can catch me on Shut Up, Laugh. Hi, my name is Kate Havlicek, and you can catch me on Shut Up and Laugh.
Hi, I'm Corey Urania. Catch me on the podcast Shut Up and Laugh.
Hey, everybody, it's Monty Farber. I'm going to be on the Shut Up and Laugh podcast.
This is me.